It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Some people think it's funny money. Others believe it's the future of global commerce. In downtown Manhattan, New York State regulators have just wrapped up 2 days of hearings on Bitcoin, the largely unregulated virtual currency. Cy Vance, the Manhattan District Attorney, spoke. So did the Winklevoss twins, Bitcoin investors who were made famous in the movie about the founding of Facebook called The Social Network. The upshot is that New York could soon be the first government entity to issue comprehensive regulations for electronic or virtual currencies. WNYC's Ilya Meritz is here with details. Ilya, one day before the hearings began, we learned of the arrest of two men on money laundering charges involving Bitcoin. One of the guys was seized at JFK Airport, the other in Florida. What exactly is it about Bitcoin that has the authorities so worried?
Well, those arrests are connected with a much bigger bust last year of a website called Silk Road and its founder, Ross Ulbricht. Federal prosecutors say Silk Road was an online emporium for illegal drugs, and the coin of that realm was Bitcoin. And the reason is simple. It's a lot easier to hide your identity when you're using a virtual currency. You can't fold Bitcoin into origami or test it between your teeth. It's computer code, but you can turn ill-gotten dollars into Bitcoin. And that leads us to the first major area of concern. Anonymity or near anonymity. Near anonymity makes virtual currency attractive to drug runners, arms dealers, anyone who doesn't want their transactions to be traced. Also, the money can move around the globe very, very quickly. The other area of concern with Bitcoin and other virtual currencies is price fluctuation. Since 2013, Bitcoins has been valued as low as $13 and as high as $1,200. I think it's around $800 today. So it's probably something that ordinary consumers should be very careful about getting invested in.
Clearly, there's a lot of interest in Bitcoin, virtual currencies in general. We hear about businesses starting to use them, investors putting millions behind Bitcoin-related companies. It's getting a lot of media attention. What's the upside?
Well, supporters say that headline-grabbing crimes are a phase, and the first people to see the value in Bitcoin included some bad actors. But as more companies and individuals start to look at it, they may find they like this. For one thing, money can transfer very, very quickly. For another, the costs are lower than traditional methods of wiring cash or paying with credit card because there is no middleman. It's peer-to-peer. I got to talk with the man running these hearings, New York's Superintendent of Financial Services, Benjamin Losky. He says Bitcoin could do enormous good for immigrant workers.
We have, for example, thousands and thousands of New Yorkers who work here in the U.S. but send money home to their families in their home countries each week, and they spend 7 to 8% of that money just to do the transaction. Bitcoin, if it works out, holds the promise of bringing those kinds of fees down from 7, 8, 9% to 1% or even lower.
Well, that sounds good. So what kind of regulations does Losky have in mind for Bitcoin?
Well, like other states, New York has oversight over money transfer services like Western Union or MoneyGram. Losky's arguing that rules now have to be applied to Bitcoin because they're effectively doing something similar. It's not clear, though, whether the exact same rules will be applied to them or whether it's necessary to write new regulations tailored to virtual currencies. The word Losky likes to use for this is BitLicense, which is kind of cute, but we don't know what it'll look like. Another question is whether a BitLicense would be required. So, for example, you don't know whether it'll be required for anyone handling Bitcoin or whether it's just for certain parties like money changers.
I suppose if New York does regulate Bitcoin and it's the first place to do so in a meaningful way, that could drive virtual currencies out of state. But the crime could continue to affect people here?
Well, Losky says he hopes that's not what happens. What he hopes is that New York becomes a center for legit Bitcoin transactions, that companies may actually want to come here because they know that regulation is fair. There's already a community developing here. I just visited the New York Bitcoin Center. James, it's just a few feet from the stock exchange. James Barcia is the communications director there, and he told me that ground floor space is done with a purpose.
One of our core missions at this stage is to educate the public on what Bitcoin is. We run free educational seminars that take about an hour, and they include a Q&A, and they're called Bitcoin 101. Anybody's able to come in. We have them at 3 o'clock and 5:30 every day.
And they also have a guy with a sandwich board walking around the block outside trying to draw people inside. You know, early on, this stuff seemed like this was for tech entrepreneurs or hedge fund guys. We've been hearing about it so long. I'm increasingly convinced that virtual currencies are going to be in all of our lives very soon.
WNYC's Ilya Meritz, thank you.
Thank you.